Kind of looks like. So we are getting into the Sugya of Peter Mitzvah at Shlish. We had a statement in the Gemara, Amar Zeh, Amar Funa, the Mitzvah at Shlish. Initially, the Gemara thinks it means that you have to give Shlish Beso for a Mitzvah. The Gemara asks, that cannot be El Miata Yisrami Le'tlas Mitzvah Seleisi V'Kula Beso. Tosa says, Ilo Yisrami Le'tlas. What is the Gemara's words? The Gemara's words suggest that a person who has three mitzvahs, giving a shlish beso for each mitzvah, will leave him with nothing. Tosis raises a question here. Afilu mayri b'sur yusa derebi, k'dashkan perek mitzisa isha, kol makam yada yadua shelo yachai vaziz kol kach. What is the case of b'sur yusa derebi? Just always good to look a Gemara up when Tosis quotes it. It's not our Indian, but just the concept is what Tosis brings out here. There was a takana that was made. The Gemara quotes here in some Samaches and Suvis. Bas hanizonis min ha'achin. Somebody died and left an estate, and there's sons, and there's a daughter, at least one daughter. And technically she doesn't get Yerusha because the Yerusha goes to the sons. But when she's going to get married, so the father would have wanted her to have Nidunya. The father of the Kal gives Nidunya, which is assets that she brings into the marriage. So the halacha is, tell us Iser Nechasim. A tenth of the Nechasim go to the Bas. So then the Gemara brings here, they ask Rebbe, the Braisa, Amrlo Rebbe Lidvarecha, according to what you're saying, Mishi Yeshlo Eser Banos Ubein. Let's say you have a case where there's one son and 10 daughters. Engol Uben B'makom Banos Klum. So now each daughter is going to get a tenth, the 10 daughters, and meanwhile there's nothing left for the Yerusha of the son. Engol Uben B'makom Banos Klum. So Omar Lehen, Rebbe responded, Kachani Omer. Rishona notelas isa nechasim, the first daughter that's going to get married, let's say, that's how it sounds like right now, okay, so then she'll take a tenth, shnia b'meh sheshira, the second one will get a tenth of what remains, shlishis b'meh sheshira, okay, then it goes on, b'chozeres v'chokos b'shaveh, the Gemara explains what that would mean if they're coming to get married together. And everything gets, each one gets a tenth after the first one got, but then they divide all of that was taken. Again, there's still going to be Yerusha left for the son, but then they'll all divide evenly. But Lemaisa, what you've seen is Gemara, what Tosis is referring to here is that it doesn't work that each one gets a tenth of before you started anything. Each one gets a tenth of what's left after the first one got. So what is Tosis Kavana over here as well? What's the Gemara asking if you have Shlish Beso? That's the halacha, shlish beso, and you have three mitzvahs, then you'll be left with nothing. It's not true. You won't be left with nothing. You give a third for the first mitzvah, and then after you take out the first third, now you have a third of what's left. And then after that goes for the second mitzvah, third what's left, there's a third of what's left. So you're going to have something for yourself at the end. Yeah, so that's Tosis' problem. Tosis answers, Inachanami, the Gemara wouldn't understand that as well, but nevertheless, the Gemara cannot accept the pshat of Shlish Beso because Yadua, Shelo Yochai V'Vaz Beis Kolkach. In other words, even notwithstanding the fact that there'll be something left, so still, it's just excessive, and it's not possible that that should be Yochiv to pay for mitzvahs. Yeah, so why does Gemara Takis say, Leis V'Kulit Beise? The Gemara is using it like for the effect of it. In other words, if you were to imagine it would be a third from the beginning, you'd be nothing. But okay, even if I grant you that, it would still be more than you need to pay. I saw some of the Achronis say maybe that the answer could be simple. Who says that the three mitzvahs are one and then the other? Maybe they all came to you at the same time. So mistam they came about sachas, then umaisa dechiv would be immediately a third of what you have at this moment. Don't know, Tosis didn't entertain that possibility. Lemaisa, this is the point that Tosis makes. Okay, so because of this kasha, the Gemara needs to reinterpret the statement, not that b'mitzvah at shlish, meaning shlish beso, but rather hidu mitzvah at shlish b'mitzvah. Okay, so here we're going to see a machokas pshat in the Gemara. Rashi weren't one way, and even within Rashi, we'll have to come back and explain some fine details, and now Tosis is going to suggest a different pshat. How did Rashi learn this inyan abihidu mitzvah shlish b'mitzvah. Again, let's go over what Rashi said. Rashi explains, and the words of Rashi are interesting. Rashi is discussing a case of a person who's now about to buy a Sefer Torah, and there are two different Sefer Torah available for purchase, one being more hadar than the other. Then Yosef Shlish Hadamin. So the Shlish means up to a third of the value of the first one, which isn't as mahudar. So you should have to pay, you have a chiyuv to pay up to a shlish to buy the mahudar. Vikach es hahadar, based on the din of zekeli vanveyu. So hidur mitzvah would have in it the halacha of ad shlish. Okay, and that's the case that Rashi gives us. Tosu says something very different. Tosu says, ad shlish b'mitzvah perush. Now, the way Rashi has it, the case could be a Sefer Torah. Rashi gives the case of Sefer Torah, mistama, any mitzvah. Tosu specifically talks about a case of an esrig. That's the first thing to notice. But what does Tosus talk about? What is it that you're adding, and what was the alternative, and then you're getting something better? Shematza esrog ke'egos, kemosha shiru chachamim, ve'echad gado mimenu shlish yiknehu. So a lot of ambiguity in Tosus here, and a lot of discussion exactly how to pin down what Tosus is saying with the words. Tosus starts by saying, matza esro ke'ego. So where did that come from? And Tosus says, kemosha shiru chachamim. So that obviously is known to us from the Mishnah in Sukkah, that lamedalet on the days, which actually has a machokas tanoim. What is the minimum shir of an esrog? Shir esrog hakatan, says the Mishnah. Rab Meir omer ke'ego. So the first thing to notice is that Tosus took the case of Shitas Rab Meir. Because it goes on in the Mishnah, of Yehuda Omer Kibetza. Okay, so you have to know the Tosus mean Bedafka within only if you're going with Rav Meir Ke'egos, or the same thing would be true for the Shita of Rav Yehuda, which is a Midim Mashir Beitza. The Pashtas, we should assume Tosus not Chapt Ke'egos, because that's one time. So what did Tosus say? You find an Esro Ke'egos, the Echad Gadol Mimenu Shlish. What does that mean? The words, as stated in Tosus, sound like you have another esrog, gadol mimenu shlish, meaning it's bigger by a third in terms of its size. In other words, according to this reading of Tosus, the shlish has nothing to do with money. Okay, this is not the way it's going to get quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as the second shita. That's how you could have read it. Yikneyu. But this is how Mashon Chedusha Gadol seems to take it, and he tries to bring a marker that the shlish is relevant when it comes to size of the Dalet Minim. In the middle of the piece in the Chedusha Gadol, the Mashon says, "Hida mitzvah shlish ke pirush atosus linyan esrog ve'echad gadol and a shlish yikneyu tahaynu hidur." As we find that hidur has to do with a size of a shlish bigger. You have to add an extra tefach. In other words, the size of the hadas is 3 tefachim, and the luluf has to go on top of that, has to be a tefach above that, so that there's enough room for ninua. I don't know. To me, I have a problem. Then what's the shayla of the Gemara? Shlish mugav, shlish milvar. Then it's obviously going to mean what? Shlish. What is it? What? Milgav, right? Milvar means 50%. Milgav is 33%. So he's saying, if you're going from 3 tvachim to 4 tvachim, that means you're not doing 4.5, you're doing from 3 to 4. It means you're taking a third of 3. Yeah, so then how do you read the rest of the Gemara? If you don't bring that mashal, so then okay, so I don't know where to come from, but again, you've got the menos shlish. It has to be a size, a certain percentage bigger. I don't know, Lumaisa, maybe the Rashi is only saying it after the Maska, I mean, the Gemara says Teiku, I don't know, it's only going to work with one set, I'm not sure what to say, but this much I see in the Rashi, that he read the Tosfos, Gadol Menu Shlish, in terms of a shlish of size. That's not the only way to read the Tosfos. The Maram Shif, understands Tosis to refer to the also to Damim. In this regard, it's similar to Rashi. In other words, the issue has to do with an esrog that's the size of an egos. That's obviously unique to Tosis. Rashi doesn't say anything about an esrog and the size of the esrog, a minimum shear of the esrog. He talks about a Sefer Torah and a Mamuhuda Sefer Torah. For Tosis, we have to know, Tosis picked esrog and he spoke about the size of an esrog, a minimum shear, the shear of an egos. But now, what does the shlish mean? So the way that Mamshif learns, it means, ad shlish ikneyu, this is the point of why Rashi doesn't. He doesn't accept Rashi. We'll soon get to this. But he's talking about the inyan of money. In other words, the words that we have in Tosis, Echad Gana Menu Shlish. What did the Maram Shiv do to the words? Ad Shlish. What did Maram Shiv do? Maybe they changed it here in the Oz Bahadur too, do they?
You give
based on the Maram Shiv?
No.
No.
Footnote.
What do they do?
The footnote has it, but
the footnote. Okay, okay, yeah. Actually, Maram Shiv, yeah. So Bachinabak Savya. Okay. So basically the other way to read the Tosis is not Shlish in size, but again, Shlish in money. And then you just put in the word ad. But again, what makes Tosis different than Rashi is that Tosis is making a specific Ukimta in the Gemara about Esrog. And specifically of an esrog that's mitzumsum b'shiuro, which correlates with the shita of a mayor of egos. So I have here an esrog which is the bare minimum shear of what's kosher, and I'm mechuyev to give. Let's now learn again shlish b'damim. Again, it can be megav melavar, as the Gemara goes on to ask. But so whatever it is, six is the price of this esrog mitzumsum b'shiuro of egos. So either I have to pay eight or nine, right, in order to get an esrog more mehudar, meaning a bigger size. We're not talking about how much bigger. Bigger than an egos. Egos is considered non-mehudar because it's a bare minimum shear. Okay, so we have to see more carefully within Tosis, would this extend to other mitzvahs as well? Tosis means a special din by esrog. That's how some learn, Yamshel Shoma learns, it's because esrog says hadar, says ho halacha, according to the Yamshel Shoma, is only unique to esrog. Could you perhaps say that maybe the same thing would be true bechveis by shofar? A lot of mitzvahs have the minimum shear to them. So shofar has to be whatever minimum shear the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about, and whatever other mitzvah, the minimum shear is whatever, and then ad shlish, again, shlish bedamim, you have to pay more, up to a shlish to get a bigger size. Not clear in Tosis whether it was specific to esrog or not. But let's step back for a second and understand why did Tosis present this alternative pshat that the Gemara is discussing an esrog or possibly other mitzvahs that are shir mitzumtzum and again not shlish either on the shir of the size of the mitzvah, the chefza, or maybe as the Shulchan Aruch Sunsi quotes it, and it's mashma that way in other mikoros as well. So see, it means that the damim is a shlish in damim that you have to get a bigger size. What's wrong with Rashi? What's wrong with saying that the hadar has to do with not size and shir mitzumtzum and then adding to get a bigger shir? Two sefer Torah. One is more mehudar than the other. What's wrong with Rashi's pshat? So, if you look a little bit in the, let's say Tosis Ben Uperetz and others, other Talmud Rabbein Otam, it's clear, and Beis Yosef quotes it in the Smag as well. What was bothering, and Ram Shif already points this out on his own, what was bothering Tosis with Rashi's pshat was three words: Ein lo davar sof. In other words, with Tosis, there's a beginning, there's an end. The advantage of Tosis pshat is, the din of Hida Mitzvah Shlish has to do with that the non-Hidur is the minimum shear. So once you get above that, that's the din. You know exactly what the halacha is relating to. So I want to get me to the next level that it's no longer exactly the minimum shear. We have to know why that's a special din of Hidur. We'll see more in Mishnah Berurah, how he brings it in. It's Yosef, but that's the din. If you go with Rashi, not about a hidur vis-a-vis the size of the esrog or whatever, then really, where does it stop? If it doesn't have a place to stop, then we're back to the same question that we started with. Namely, then you're going to be left with nothing. This is how many of the Mefarshim understand why Tosfos departed from Rashi's Pshat. L'mash, Rabbeinu Peretz. And here we begin to see how they went to the Shlish also. He the mitzvah at Shlish, the mitzvah, Pirsh Rav Elezer, Kigon Imochem Esrog Shul Kishir Mitzvah So. Now here it's been Medaik also. Tosfos says Ke'egos. What does he say? Kigon Imochem Esrog, Omir Rabbeinu, sorry, let me do Rabbeinu Peretz first. I'll get to Rabbeinu Peretz first. He the mitzvah shlish v'im tomar im kein yikne ad elav zuz jilom yimtza hada yosim shlish. Yikne ad elav zuz jilom yimtza hada. What does it mean, yosim shlish? I mean, yosim shlish, it means, in other words, you get to one point, and then it's within Shlish, and then you get another one. So it's going to end up always becoming more anyway. So then what did you gain with the Gemara's Pesha? The Yeshlomar, the Ratzalomar, Shem Yimtze Esro Ke'egol, Shekach Shiru Chachamim, Vakach Matze Gadol Himenu B'Shlish Yoser Yikna Yoso. The Lashon B'Shlish Yoser, again, can lend itself to the Mashah's reading, or maybe to the Ramshiv's reading. I don't know if it doesn't have to be one versus the other. B'Shlish Yoser. In the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, you have more of a gigoy on some of these details that come up in the later, in Beis Yosef and other places. Pirish Rabbi Elezer. So he says pshat here in Hida Mitzvah, Shlish B'Mitzvah. Pirish Rabbi Elezer. Kigon Emochim Esrog Shul Kishir Mitzvah So Kibetza. The first thing you see in Talmud Rabbeinu Tam is not like what we see the Ma'arik, that the Beis Yosef quoted. The Ma'arik thought that the Vort of Tosfos is unique to the Shir Egos within Rav Meir. Once you took back the Shir Beitza, even if it is the minimum Shir for Rav Yehuda, no problem. There's no din that they have to add anything. For some reason, it's only if it's the egos, that's like such a small thing that the whole din was said by that. Okay? But Lamaisa, the Svar could certainly be the Tosfos picked egos as a mashal within Rav Meir, and who then that's clear from Rabbeinu Tam over here. Mochim Esvuk Shul Kishir Mitzvah So Kibetza. Now they're also selling another one which is bigger than that minimum shear base.